Chapter 1. Someone died every day. Detective Madison Knight was left to make sense of it. She ducked under the yellow tape and surveyed the scene. The white two-story house would be deemed average any other day, but today the dead body inside made it a place of interest to the Stiles Police Department and the curious onlookers who gathered in small clusters on the sidewalk. She'd never before seen the officer who was securing the perimeter, but she knew his type. The way he stood there, his back straight, one hand resting on his holster, the other gripping a clipboard, showed he was an eager recruit. He held up a hand as she approached. "This is a closed crime scene." She unclipped her badge from the waist of her pants and held it up in front of him. He studied it as if it were counterfeit. She usually respected those who took their job seriously, but not when she was functioning on little sleep and the humidity level topped 95% at 10:30 in the morning. "Detective K.N.I." Her name died on her lips as Sergeant Winston stepped out of the house. She would have groaned audibly if he weren't closing the distance between them so quickly. She preferred her boss behind his desk. Winston gestured towards the young officer to let him know she was permitted to be on the scene. She signed in, and the officer glared at her before leaving his post. She envied the fact that he could walk away while she was left to speak with the Sarge.
"It's about time you got here."
Winston fished a handkerchief out of his pocket and wiped at his receding hairline. The extra few inches of exposed forehead could have served as a solar panel.
"I was just about to assign the lead to Grant."
Terry Grant was her on-the-job partner of 5 years and 3 years younger than her 34. She'd be damned if Terry was put in charge of this case.
"Where have you been?" Winston asked.
She jacked a thumb in the rookie's direction.
"Who's the new guy?" "Don't change the subject, Knight."
She needed to offer some sort of explanation for being late.
"Well, boss, you know me. Up all night slinging back shooters." "Don't get smart with me."
She flashed him a cocky smile and pulled out a Hershey's bar from her pants pocket. The chocolate had already softened from the heat. Not that it mattered. She took a bite.
"Heaven."
She spoke with her mouth partially full.
"What are you doing here anyway?" "The call came in, I was nearby, and thought someone should respond."
His leg caught the tape as he tried to step over it to the sidewalk, and he hopped on the other leg to adjust his balance. He continued speaking as if he hadn't noticed.
"The body's upstairs, main bedroom. She was strangled."
He pointed the tip of a key toward her.
"Keep me updated."
He pressed a button on his key fob, and the department-issued SUV's lights flashed.
"I'll be waiting for your call."
As if he needed to say that. Sometimes she wondered if he valued talking more than taking action. She took a deep breath. She could feel the young officer watching her, and she flicked a glance at him. What was his problem? She took another bite of her candy bar.
"Too bad you showed. I think I was about to get the lead."
Madison turned toward her partner's voice. Terry was padding across the lawn toward her.
"I'd have to be the one dead for that to happen."
She smiled as she brushed past him.
"You look like crap."
Her smile faded. She stopped walking and turned around. Every one of his blonde hairs were in place, making her self-conscious of her short, wake-up-and-wear-it cut. His cheeks held a healthy glow, too, no doubt from his 2-mile morning run. She hated people who could do mornings.
"What did you get? 2 hours of sleep?"
3, but who's counting? She took another large bite of the chocolate. It was almost a slurp with how fast the bar was melting.
"You were up reviewing evidence from the last case again, weren't you?"
She wasn't inclined to answer.
"You can't change the past."
She wasn't hungry anymore and wrapped up what was left of the chocolate. "Let's focus on this case."
"Fine, if that's how it's going to be. Victim's name is Laura Saunders. She's 32, single. Officer Higgins was first on scene."
Higgins? She hadn't seen him since she arrived, but he had been her training officer. He still worked in that capacity for new recruits. Advancing in the ranks wasn't important to him. He was happy making a difference where he was stationed. Terry continued.
"Call came in from the Vic's employer, Southwest Welding Products, where she worked as a receptionist."
What would make the employer call?
"She didn't show for her shift at 8. They tried reaching her first, but when they didn't get an answer, they sent a security officer over to her house. He found the door ajar and called downtown. Higgins was here by 8:45.
Who was...
"The security officer?"
"Yeah."